Jeremiah 36, we'll read the entire chapter, verses 1 through 32. So let's give our attention. This is God's Word. In the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, this word came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Take a scroll and write on it all the words which I have spoken to you concerning Israel and concerning Judah and concerning all the nations, from the day I first spoke to you, from the days of Josiah, even to this day. Perhaps the house of Judah will hear all the calamity which I plan to bring on them, in order that every man will turn from his evil way. Then I will forgive their iniquity and their sin." And Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and Baruch wrote on a scroll, at the dictation of Jeremiah, all the words of the Lord which he had spoken to him. Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, "I am restricted, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. So you go and read from the scroll which you have written at my dictation the words of the Lord to the people in the Lord's house on a fast day. And also you shall read them to all the people of Judah who come from their cities. Perhaps their supplication will come before the Lord, and everyone will turn from his evil way, for great is the anger and the wrath that the Lord has pronounced against this people." Baruch, the son of Neriah, did according to all that Jeremiah the prophet commanded him, reading from the book of the words of the Lord in that Lord's house. Now in the fifth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, in the ninth month, all the people in Jerusalem and all the people who came from the cities of Judah to Jerusalem proclaimed a fast before the Lord. Then Baruch read from the book the words of Jeremiah in the house of the Lord in the chamber of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, the scribe, in the upper court, at the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house, to all the people. Now when Micaiah, the son of Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, had heard all the words of the Lord from the book, he went down to the king's house, into the scribe's chamber. And behold, all the officials were sitting there, Elishama, the scribe, and Deliah, the son of Shemaiah, and Elnathan, the son of Akbor, and Gemariah, the son of Shaphan, and Zedekiah, the son of Hananiah, and all the other officials. Micaiah declared to them all the words that he heard when Baruch read from the book to the people. And all the officials sent Jehudi, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Cushi, to Baruch, saying, "Take in your hand the scroll from which you have read to the people, and come." So Baruch, the son of Neriah, took the scroll in his hand and went to them. They said to him, "Sit down, please, and read it to us." So Baruch read it to them. When they had heard all the words, they turned in fear one to another and said to Baruch, "We will surely report all these words to the king." And they asked Baruch, saying, "Tell us, please, how did you write all these words? Was it at his dictation?" And Baruch said to them, "He dictated all these words to me, and I wrote them with ink on the book." And the officials said to Baruch, "Go, hide yourself, you and Jeremiah, and do not let anyone know where you are." So they went to the king and the court, but they had deposited the scroll in the chamber of Elishama the scribe, and they reported all the words to the king. And the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it out of the chamber of Elishama the scribe. And Jehudi read it to the king as well as to all the officials who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with a fire burning in the brazier before him. When Jehudi had read three or four columns, the king cut it with his scribe's knife and threw it into the fire that was in the brazier until all the scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. Yet the king and all his servants who heard all these words were not afraid, nor did they rend their garments. Even though Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah pleaded with the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, Sariah, the son of Azriel, and Shalmiah, the son of Abdiel, to seize Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah after the king had burned the scroll, and the words which Baruch had written at the dictation of Jeremiah, saying, "Take again another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, burned. And concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, you shall say, thus says the Lord, you have burned this scroll, saying, why have you written on it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land and will make man and beast to cease from it? Therefore says the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, king of Judah, he shall have no one to sit on the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat of the day and frost of the night. I will also punish him and his descendants and his servants for their iniquity, and I will bring on them and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and the men of Judah all the calamity that I have declared to them, but they did not listen. Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to Baruch the son of Neriah the scribe, and he wrote on it at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim king of Judah had burned in the fire, and many similar words were added to them. And that is God's word to us. So here, a scroll described which is provided that contains all the sermons, all the prophecies, we might say, that Jeremiah preached to Judah and Jerusalem thus seemingly thus far in the book of Jeremiah. And that they once again would be to the people of Judah and Jerusalem, to all the nations, they would be reminded of what they had already heard and might be reminded, perhaps better, they might better understand when it was all before them laid out as one. In the first four verses, we find Baruch writing down what Jeremiah dictates from what the Spirit was giving to Jeremiah. And then Baruch reads it to all the people in the house of the Lord. Jeremiah himself was not allowed, probably because the king had punished him from entering because of his prophesying. He was not allowed to go there. Baruch also read it to the officials, which seemed to be mostly scribes of the king, and they was read privately to them. And then this was read to the king, Jehoiakim, but not by Baruch that time, who had been sent out by those officials, by those scribes, knowing that his life would probably be in great danger if he would read it before the king. And we heard the response of the king. We saw that he took the scroll, he cut it, and then he threw it in the fire, and it was consumed by the fire. And what does it say then? It says the king and his servants were not afraid, nor did they tear their garments. No, they didn't show any repentance or grief about what had been said in that scroll. And Baruch and Jeremiah were ordered to be seized. By verse 26, it says the Lord hid them. And what happens, of course, is a writing of another scroll with curses for Jehoiakim, curses for Judah, because of Jehoiakim's burning of the scroll. We see once again that those who are in leadership and what they do affect many people. And so in our leadership, wherever we are, in husbands or parents or elders or deacons, we need to be careful of what we do in our following of the Lord, because it does affect all that are under our authority. We see also what we are taught here is that we must take the Word of God seriously. We must take it seriously and give heed to it, because our heeding it will be for the good of our own lives. If we do not heed, as even we heard this morning, our hearts being hardened like Jehoiakim's, he will not enter that rest. He was exiled, right? And received the wrath of God, presumably. Well, let us not be like that. Let us heed his word. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. We thank you that it is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the vision of bone and marrow and soul and spirit, which it is eternal. It cannot be destroyed. Even if we try to throw and destroy all the Bibles that are out there, Father, your word still stands. And it will never be destroyed on this earth completely, for you have said that it will be preserved through all time. And we're thankful for that. No matter how even scribes or translators tried to destroy it, to make it something which it is not, or add words to it, or take words away from it. Father, Your Word stands forever. We're thankful that we have that Word. We're thankful that You have spoken to us with it. Each Lord's Day, morning and evening, even in our private lives as we've read it or in family worship, we thank You for the Word. We thank You that You're a God who speaks to us and stoops down. Give us Your Word that we would be blessed by it. Father, we're asking now that You would be glorified in our worship. You would be glorified as we are enabled by Your Spirit to hear the Word. Father, calls us to not harden our hearts, that we would be receiving Your blessing. Even as we'll hear this morning, or this evening, as the Gentiles received Your Word. What a great honor and blessing it is. And let us not take it for granted, but receive it in faith. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.